Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of sitting back and just sending praise and glory up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, before we get started, I encourage everyone to visit the ministry's website at www.sisterpoochie.com, spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. There you will find many resources. We have Bible study videos. We have the Saturday Show, of course, that you can also subscribe to the podcast and download it into your iPod. Also, we have a prayer line, spiritual counseling, email address, as well as a lot of other resources and information at the website. So I do encourage you to visit the ministry's website. And if God so touches your heart, we ask that you please sow a seed into the ministry. All the money collected would definitely go to supporting and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, I love everybody who listens live, and I just love everyone who listens later. It really touches my heart, and it touches the hearts of the members and the board members of the ministry that you are listening, and we do see the numbers, and we do appreciate you very much. And so thank you and bless you for that. This week, I posted something on Facebook on this Christian Spoken Word Artist page, and I was it was overwhelming the amount of submissions that I received. So if you're out there and you're a Christian Spoken Word artist and you need to be with a group or network, then definitely check them out on Facebook. That's the Spoken Word Christian Artist Facebook page. And, you know, I just want to thank all the artists who sent in their work. All I ask you to do is, if you like their music, please drop them a note. If you want to buy their music, please go to the ministry's website because we have additional contact information for them. Again, that website is www.sisterpoochie.com. Okay, you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you go up to the top of the page on the right-hand side, you can follow us on there as well. Okay, everybody knows, and if you didn't know, now you know, I always start the broadcast out with a Bible verse. Now, this Bible verse is what I want you to think about, meditate on. I want you to pray for wisdom, and not only pray for wisdom, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal exactly what this means to you. And today we're coming from Philippians 4th chapter 19th verse, and it says, "My God would meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." He didn't say some. He didn't say a few. He said, "I will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." People, if you let the Holy Spirit into you and you form a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, all your needs on this earth will be provided to you. Look at the birds in the sky. They don't toil. Look at the fowls in the field. They don't have to ask for food and water. God takes care of his creatures, and we're his beloved creature. We're made in the likeness of him, so therefore he will definitely take care of us. Okay, it's time to get started with the show. And first up on the mic is the Scott family with Clean.
My hands to you, cleanse my heart, my mind too.
then soon know I'm yours, and soon know you're mine. Your spirit is dwells inside. Oh, what joy to know that I am your friend. Your spirit dwells within. You are so excellent. There is no greater joy than to be in your presence, Lord. Nothing can compare being in your glory, Lord. I want to stay right there. I want to live right there. I want to dwell right there. Don't want to go nowhere.
Amen. And a pure heart. So I may worship you. I want to be where you are. Give me cleanness. And a pure heart. With all your holy tears. I want to be where you are. Give me cleanness. And a pure heart. So I may worship you. I want to be where you are, in your presence, giving you reverence, giving you glory, worshiping you only.
I want to live with you, I want to dwell with you,
in your presence.
I want to walk with you, I want to talk with you,
in your presence.
You have my joy.
Perfect and pure. I wanna be just like you someday.
All right, all right. That was the Scott Family with Clean. Now, Scott Family has a new album out, and in this album, not only in the rest of their music, this is a family that writes and produces all their songs, and they're also available for performances. If you have an event that you would like a Christian group to perform for, you can contact the Scott Family. Now, there's two ways I'm going to give you. One is tytproductions@yahoo.com. The other one is 773-850-7341. Again, you can go to the ministry's website and get a roster and additional contact information for anybody that we play on the radio show. So definitely go to www.sisterpucci.com and get in contact with the artist. I encourage you to drop them a line every once in a while. Just let them know how you feel about their music, okay? All right, next up we're going to have a live performance by Elgin, and we're going to go to the phones right now and bring him on.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, God bless you. How are you? Let me tell you how live this is. I'm calling you from New York City. This is Elgin, Subway Surfer Bowling, and I'm literally out in the street. You know, so you're going to hear a lot of ambient sound, but I think you can hear me clearly, can you?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly. And, you know, this is the age of the Internet, and this is an Internet-only ministry, so it's just worked out perfectly that you're actually calling us from the middle of the street.
Okay, now I know you're time-sensitive, so let me go right into what I'm doing and give you a little background first. Easter Sunday, 2010, I experienced something miraculous. My pastor anointed my head with oil, laid hands on me, and prayed a very powerful prayer. Now, there's nothing unusual about being anointed, laying on of hands, or being prayed powerfully over. But this particular prayer had a dramatic, tangible effect on me, and it was very life-transforming for me. She prayed that my dominant gift, my dormant gift, at the time, for creative writing, poetry, and prose would be unleashed and released immediately. And she also prophesied that God had anointed me as one of his poetic scribes. And from that time forth, I would be moved to write and speak anointed verses that would literally touch the minds and hearts of listeners and readers. So I went home that evening and literally wrote this poem that I'm about to recite from beginning to end, and it's called, appropriately, After the Anointing. Now, my pen name is El Prophet the Scribe.
Okay. And with that, could you give the listeners, before you go into your poem, give them your contact information if they want to contact you.
Certainly. Okay. My email address is cartoons4u2@aol.com, and that's cartoons, the number 4, the letter U, the number 2, at AOL.com. The website is elprophetthescribe.blogspot.com. And if your guests go there, there is a downloadable ebook entitled Anointed Verse Unrehearsed by Elgin Bowling, El Prophet the Scribe. They'll find that on the upper right-hand corner of the page with another, you know, free gift also for people who are interested in finding out how to use cartoons and caricatures for promoting their business. I'm also a freelance artist. So that's
wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. That's great information. And to the audience that's listening, if you did not have a pen to write that information down, you definitely can go to the ministry's website, www.sisterfucci.com, and get all of that information on there. Okay, so you have the floor, my sir.
Okay. After the Anointing by El Prophet the Scribe. Our King cometh, dressed in robes of brilliant majesty. Older than the desert sands is he, holding stars like diamonds in his hands. A royal diadem, he says, that's me. You will reign with me eternally if you wait, my child, patiently. But be thou forewarned, for the father of lies can also present himself so gorgeously adorned in shimmering apparel. But his phrases, both insincere and very narrow, singing sweet incantations that tickle the ears, soon switching to vile words that make you shudder and quake with mortal fear, giving false words of admiration, which in time lead to sin and condemnation. A brethren most dear to God, who still speaks in still small voices, calling to us, his children, to make right choices that lead to joy and life, not degradation and strife. My child, narrow is the path that leadeth unto life, and though it like a tightrope seem, thou hast been given hinds feet to walk most agile upon high places the enemy can never reach, though he claw and tear at you, threatening to knock you from your seat in heavenly places with the one who holds all the aces. That's After the Anointing by Elgin Bowling, also known as El Prophet the Scribe.
Well, thank you, my brother, for blessing us with that piece. It was very powerful. And I know you spoke a lot about what started to you writing this would actually be an anointing by your pastor. Do you have other pieces that you write or?
I have a beautiful one. In fact, this one, you know, see, my pastor is a woman.
Okay.
You know, and for a while, cool. You know, I had a problem with that until God had to open my eyes, and
absolutely.
I had another poem that came out of that called Women Preachers Shouldn't Be Teachers. Would you like to hear that?
You know what? I'm going to give you a little extra time because as a woman minister, I am dying to hear that.
Okay.
So you have the floor, my brother.
Let me just go right into it.
Okay.
Are our minds too small to believe a woman can't receive a call? Do you entertain that thought at all? How about y'all? If we all be one in Christ, who also paid the price, then why don't we think a woman preacher's nice? Some people want to have a fit. Others get sick and go as far as hit you with the Holy Bible. Don't even care if they'll be sued for libel. According to the Bible, they say, women are suicidal, okay? There's they're much too emotional, you see. Everybody knows you gotta have testosterone to lead. Isn't this what God decreed? You can't win if you were born with estrogen. If God can speak through an ass, well, tell me, how come a woman can't get a pass? Don't you dare answer too fast before asking the first and the last. With me, it's a struggle. It's like a bubble that keeps expanding, rising higher and never landing. There's much on this subject to debate, but if a woman's serving up the word and putting good food on my spiritual plate, how is this a mistake? Why should I hate this? If my soul is hungry, I say it's better that I ate this. The Word of God teaches about His greatness. No need to berate this. Let's not debate this. Does the vessel really matter? Do you remember when your little feet went all pitter-patter? It was a woman who cared for you, who washed and taught and nurtured you, who tied your shoe, who solved the mystery of 2 + 2. She rocked you lovingly in the cradle. Are you saying that now that she's a pastor, that she's not able? Women preachers shouldn't be teachers? Another original poem by Elgin Bowling, also known as El Prophet Described. Jesus rhyme for real
snap.
Time.
Snap, 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 snap. I know you can't see me, but that's the poetry. Snap, snap, snap. I have enjoyed your work, and I hope you don't be a stranger to the ministry. Whenever you want to come on, just send me an email at sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. So S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-E. At sistapooche.com, and we will definitely extend ourselves to you again. Thank you so much for blessing our show.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, bye-bye. Well, we love when the saints call in and give us some work. You know, there's so much God-given talent out there. And here at the ministry, part of our mission is to encourage the greatness in others and help them find their God-given gift. And he definitely has. Don't forget to go to the ministry's website and check out all the things from Elgin, again, at www.sisterpoochie.com. Okay, next on the mic is Renika Cheney with Looking Back.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands. Beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his act and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the 60s. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed to think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
We speaking in tongues and we singing in rhymes, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth, but she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me insert. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me insert. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plane, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin. I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I started square one, and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the main. Not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered. Teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. He's there to protect, and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above. While the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking at. Over my life, looking at.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain. Telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. Got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in. Cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass it to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back. So when I was a little girl, create a different world where you tell me about Jesus and you really try to teach him and you really do believe him and you show me in your actions so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness. And like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Over my life, looking at. Over my life, looking at. Over my life, looking at. Over my life, looking at.
All right, all right. That was Renika Cheney, and that comes, that song was called Looking Back. That spoken word piece actually was called Looking Back. You can reach her at Renani Cheney at gmail.com, or she's also available for booking. She's out of Pittsburgh area at 412-596-7030. Also, if you go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpucci.com, you will find additional contact information for her. And we want to thank her and welcome her to the Journey Home Outreaches Ministries family. And I forgot to tell Elgin that too. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries family. Okay, now it's time for, I always say, my favorite part of the show, which is the dance break. Now, the purpose of the dance break is to keep your mind steadfast on God and Christ for about 15 minutes. He said, if you keep your mind steadfast on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. It also serves a way for you to find out what the DJ is trying to say to you through his ministry. Dance Break is always sponsored by a resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe. He has a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Frankie Vibe. He has a House for Inspiration page on Facebook. And every Sunday, he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.my959.com. In between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. Okay, all God's children, this is the time to get up, make a lot of noise, and let's rejoice the Lord together. And here's the dance break for the week by DJ Frankie Vibe.
Since then I've been blessed. And 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 since then I've been blessed. He'll be your brother when you have no brother. He'll be your sister when you have no sister. He'll be your mother when you have no mother. He will be your father.
You're checking out Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vaughn.
I'm walking.
All right. I hope that got your heart pumping and filled with the Holy Spirit. That was DJ Frankie Vibes with this week's dance mix. And I encourage everyone to support DJ Frankie Vibe every Sunday. Go to the ministry's website, www.sisterbucci.com, and you can look up all of the artists and their correct links and email addresses and the additional information on them. I want to go back to the reading, though, because I want to make sure that everybody gets it in their spirit. Pray for wisdom. Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. If you need further conversations about it, definitely contact the ministry at spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com. But today's read is from the Philippians 4th chapter 19 verse. And it says, "My God would meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." There is nothing that God cannot do for you. All we need to do is go to his Son with a pure heart and ask for our petitions. Believe that it's going to happen, and just wait on the Lord. So he said, "I will provide everything for you." Okay, we're going to keep moving on the show. But the show, we have another new one up by Andre Cullen, and this is called "This Is My First One."
Hey y'all, what's up? Check this out. It's Andre Keller here. I got this spoken word piece that I want to do, getting ready to do it. It's called "This Is My First One," because it's the first one that I ever wrote. But look, I just got this webcam, and this is the first time I ever recorded something on it. I'm going to shoot it straight to Facebook, YouTube, wherever it's going to go. So when you hear it, hit me back, let me know what the visual quality looks like, the audible quality, how it sounds. Also, give me some criticism on the piece itself. This is my first one. Here you go. "This is my first one. Peace, that is. Peace, black kids and the adults of the other multiple colors of races that are getting highly spiritual in these natural places. Six packs and cases of your favorite refreshments are being passed around while we're serving servings of both the Old and New Testaments, both the Old and Newer Testaments. Delectable savory treats. To some, it is fresh milk. To others, the highest grades of choicest meats that are getting seared while sizzling in the parks or backyards of any of these city streets. On country roads, the word is everywhere. And even though this is my first one, I must not be scared or shy or ashamed to boldly preach the gospel. Do you smell the smells that a cooking boom is doing? I'm becoming hostile. But being brought forth is the peace of God's apostle. Is this milk and cookies to you or steak and lobster? The latter for me, and I highly encourage you not to become discouraged. You're thinking your attempts at seeking Jesus are being rendered purposeless. See, the kingfish charcoals on your grill may not be as hot as mine, but in due time, if you get on the grind, you'll find a line or two that will align you to a light that's blinding you to this world's darkness, this world's hardness. Ferociously attacking both the atrociously strong and the pitifully weak. That's why we must consistently sip in this milk repeatedly until we're eating meat. This is my first one, the virgin. Mary gave birth to a perfect one, why can't I? After all, I'm the son of the King of the Most High. El Shaddai, who gives us the choice to choose to live life for us, we shall die. 66 editions of expeditious scripture, renditions of Greek and Hebrew coalitions, translated in King James' commission. And when you add to that the missing other books, I love the looks of the coming days and years, especially if we diligently dig and not just play it by ear. I'm praying that here is the path to someone's salvation. Hope I'm tickling someone's ear, enticing in someone anticipation that leads to congratulations, because they picked up the book and actually read it some instead of being meddlesome with procrastination. This is my first one. Come closer than near it. Intensely get inside and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Completely, totally surrender your entire vessel and let the Holy Spirit commandeer it as he has done mine. Either this is fun time or you're standing next to a gun line with demonically accurate spiritual snipers waiting, anticipating for you to come off balance just one time, then bow. Yeah, I know. And I know that you know or know of someone who's already cold. from the heat of retreating after previously eating this meat, but it's not you, you got grace. And you've gotten to a place in your life where there's no more pain and strife, and either you are or have a happy wife or glamorously living the freedom of a single life, but just left the grocery store and ignored twice that lady standing in front of the grocery store couldn't afford rice. This is my first one. And I pray that you'll see that without G-O-D, that lady standing in front of the grocery store could easily be you or me, but it's not. And we seem to have forgotten the struggle. God still loves you and his other children too. If one of your children were lost, wouldn't you want someone to bring them to you? Who are we that we only think of me when we plant our seeds and sometimes have to reseed our seeds and our attempts to succeed? Please, this Sunday, lift someone off their knees. Physically feed them maybe a sausage, egg, and cheese from Mickey D's and lead them to where they can get some spiritual food with ease. School them to the rules like reverence and no cursing. Be a shepherd to the sheep, which you're not normally accustomed. If you're reluctant, then maybe you should rehearse some. Take them to church, sit down to the altar, look up to God and say, this is my first one. There you go. Hope you like it. Hit me up. You know, constructive criticism is welcome. You know what I'm talking about? Just hit me up with it. Whatever it is, I'll let you.
All right, that was Andre Cullum with This Is My First One. If you want to contact him, you can contact him at his Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Andre Cullum. And the video he's talking about in the song, there's a YouTube video link at the ministry's website at www.sisterpoochie.com. That's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE. I also wanted to announce to everyone that next week we're going to stop the music a little bit. We're going to have Minister Kim Hovak come in and give us some Christian tips for living a right life or living an easier life. And so definitely tune in for her interview next Saturday. Okay, we'll keep on moving on. The next thing, person on the mic is Turn to Him by Blaze Boys.
Yo, what up, guys? This one's for everybody in Japan, Pakistan, America, Australia. Everybody's been affected by the floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, man. It's for you. DJ Shaheem, if you feeling sad, you know who to turn to. If you feeling low, you know where to go. If you feeling bad, you know who to turn to. If you got an issue and you need a tissue, you know who to turn to. You know who to turn to. If you feeling sad, you know who to turn to. You know. Say I wanna see hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. I left so many broken homes, broken bones, broken souls. And I ask myself, why so many people had to die? Yeah. My heart cries for those that never survived. Put myself in the shoes of those left behind. Yeah, thoughts unbearable, tragedies unforgettable. That's why I'm praying for you.
If you feeling sad, you know who to turn to. If you feeling low, you know where to go. If you feeling bad, you know who to turn to. If you got an issue and you need a tissue, you know who to turn to. You know who to turn to. If you feeling sad, you know who to turn to.
Yeah. In the process, dreams are shattered, futures altered, and worse for those left behind. The little kids who became orphans, friends and family who lost their beloved. But I know for sure they're at a better place now, and they're looking down from above, smiling, and that's true, because they always love you, no matter what's between you and them.
If you feeling sad, you know who to turn to. If you feeling low, you know where to go. If you feeling bad, you know who to turn to. If you got an issue and you need a tissue, you know who to turn to. You know who to turn to. If you feeling sad, you know who to turn to. You know.
Yeah. God is the only one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Leave me the pastures green. So when my enemies acting mean, I'm not afraid, cause I know he's protecting me, protecting you, protecting we. We choose of our own destiny. So don't waste your days playing games for the impression made. Cause when those heaven gates close, they close.
You know who to turn to.
And then the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
You know who to turn to.
Almighty God, the one on high. He's the only one. Praise the Lord, man.
All right, that was Turn to Him by the Blaze Voice. And that actual song was produced by Rapture, a.k.a. DJ Shaheem. If you want to get in contact with them, you can get in contact with them at www.viatnations.net/DJ Shaheem. Next on the mic is Catherine Kendricks with Alive and Thankful.
Thank you.
All right, that was the live version of Alive and Thankful by Catherine Kendricks. If you want to contact her, you can actually email the ministry's email address at sistapucci@sistapucci.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE at SISTAPOOCHIE.com. I also encourage you to go to the ministry's website at www.sistapucci.com. We have many resources there for you. I am very grateful that you allowed me to come into your eardrums another week, and I don't want anyone to miss the interview with Minister Kim Hovak, which will be happening next week. Tune in at 4 p.m. Central Time and get a little food for thought. Okay, everybody, I want everyone to have a blessed week. I want everyone to remember the reading, which is Philippians 4th chapter, 19th verse. My God would meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That's a powerful promise, and everyone have a blessed day. And we're going to roll out like we always roll out with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music.